Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sip Chats. I'm your host, Brian Heirich from VoIP Supply. Alongside from CyberData, we do have Paul Tuttle joining us today. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I know that you're extremely busy, so we're appreciative.
No, I appreciate your time as well, Brian. It's fun to be able to be back on Sip Chats. It's been quite a while since I've been here, so it's fun to be back. Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And as a quick reminder, too, to our audience, can you reintroduce yourself again and talk a bit about your role at CyberData?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been quite a minute. I think I was one of the first guests that you had on Sip Chats when you guys kind of started this. You know, your background was it was completely different. So it's fun that I'm able to be back, you know, and things have changed at CyberData since that point. So, you know, I'm Paul Tuttle. I'm the interoperability manager at CyberData. It's essentially a big, long, fancy title that means that I test our products on different platforms, make sure that they work. If they don't work, I work with our software team to correct some of those issues. Once that's all well and done, then I do internal trainings for both our sales team and the external team for the, you know, partners that we're working with, write documentation for the actual setup process of our products on that particular platform. So, you know, Zoom, RingCentral, you know, any of the major guides that you might have used for our products, I write all of those. And then I've got a background in sales prior to working at CyberData. I worked in a lot of food service, so it just kind of made sense for me to talk to people. I always refer to myself as the engineer that gets to talk to people. So I attend a lot of different trade shows and stuff on the behalf of CyberData. If you've ever been by our booth at, you know, the variety of trade shows that we attend there, you've probably run into me there. I also run our YouTube channel on CyberData, so that way we can do, and we have a little weekly program that we put out called Cyber School, where I basically talk about a different subject, whether it's an update to a particular product, whether it's a firmware update, a hardware update, general things about overhead paging and helping people understand that. I wear a lot of different hats at CyberData.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing all those hats with us. I definitely know, you know, you're super important to CyberData, and we appreciate the wealth of knowledge that you bring to VoIP Supply as well. And all of the reps here at VoIP Supply, I love you too. So we appreciate all the help. Paul, I do know that, you know, CyberData has various new products coming out, but one that I've been hearing buzz on is the CyberData Paging Server. Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce that to us, or pop the lid off that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Our paging server is kind of a longstanding product that we've had at CyberData. We've had it, gosh, since before I joined the company. I've been with CyberData for about 7 years. I think we've had it out for a little over 10 years now. And it's gone through different iterations, and it's kind of evolved there. Essentially what it is, it's an IP to analog style interface that can take a regular SIP-based call or something that works with, say, like single wires Informicast, and convert that audio from a SIP-based notification, regular RTP network style stuff, into analog style audio to pass that on to your existing analog amplifier. But it also, and where the paging server comes in, and it's a little bit different than other things out there, it converts that audio, one, into, you know, analog audio. So it goes through your regular analog amplifier, your Bogan, your Duquesne, what have you. But it also goes back across the network as multicast. So that way it can tie in and kind of bridge the gap between the analog world and the IP world to kind of create a hybrid-based system. But if you're going wholly IP-based, you know, with something like CyberData speakers, CyberData horns, what have you, or you want to page to your regular desk phones, like your Yealinks, your Polys, you can do that with something like the paging server, because it converts that SIP call into multicast that's pretty much supported as an industry standard. We updated to a newer hardware platform about 2 years ago. You know, it was, you know, funny talking to our engineers where they were literally going through and running the old code that we had through different programs to remove all the white space, because there was almost no space left on the old version of the paging server. It was basically time for an update. And then one of the major chips that we used went end of life. So it's like, okay, let's do a new board design. Let's throw a new processor on there, increase it, you know, add all, you know, the proverbial bells and whistles that you get with that thing. So we did that update a couple years ago. And one of the major things that came with that was a bell scheduler that we incorporated it on there. And when we designed it, it was candidly designed by engineers for engineers. One of the big requests that we got for the paging server was an addition of a calendar. And, you know, at the time when we came out with it, we didn't really think about it in that kind of a sense. So we took a lot of the feedback over the couple years that we had that come out. That was around just towards the end of the pandemic, actually, when we came out with the newer version of it. We took a lot of feedback. You know, candidly, people said, you know, the scheduler is kind of cumbersome. You know, you had to manage files on, you know, multiple different places, and it wasn't elegant and the way that it should be for kind of the cyber data pedigree. So we took all that feedback to heart and spent a lot of time going through and pushing out this new firmware update, which we released about a month ago. So it's version 21 of the code for the paging server, and it adds in things like the calendar-based bell scheduler, support for another one of our products that we call the Wi-Fi alert button. It's similar to our standard call button that's a SIP-based button, Ethernet-based. Well, we got an option for a Wi-Fi-based alert button that uses essentially like a regular cell phone wall wart charger. You plug it in, and then it gives you that capability for Wi-Fi-based alerting, so that way you don't need to run a regular Cat5 cable out there. Reduces cost on cabling, and then if you've got a general Wi-Fi network, which pretty much everybody does now, you can tap into that.
That's awesome. Certainly have been hearing many requests for that. So that's great that, you know, CyberData has answered the market with that Wi-Fi button.
Yeah. That's awesome. And a lot of this feedback came about because, you know, during the pandemic, you know, everybody was kind of, you know, like pushing for sales and trying to see what else we could do. And one of the things that we incorporated during that was what we call a reseller certification program. So basically, you know, it's different resellers that we find out there in different geographical locations that, you know, are already using CyberData equipment. They might have been one of our existing, you know, regular resellers. And they basically go through a free training program where, you know, they work with our marketing director, Alan and Dan, to kind of go through the sales pitch. You understand how to sell it, a couple classes with them, and you go through a couple classes with me to learn how to install it, the kind of ins and outs of actually using the product, and then you become a certified CyberData installer. And we went through and got a lot of feedback from them. You know, we really talked a lot of shop with them as we're coming through with this update. You know, this is kind of what we're thinking for the calendar. What do you think about that? And some of them brought up, you know, hey, it would be really nice for some of our schools to have multi-user login capability, because, you know, we trust all the people at our schools, but giving them full admin access, you know, basically the keys to the proverbial kingdom to do anything on the device, they probably won't screw anything up on there. But if we had a different login capability where they only have access to the schedule system, it protects the system a whole lot more. So that's, you know, another one of the features that we added in with this. One of the things that I thought was absolutely awesome, you know, I've got a background in software engineering. So when we've come out with different updates for the paging server over the years or in products in general, any one of these single features that we have on this new update for the paging server would have been a major release. That would have been, you know, huge news. We would have done a SIP chat on just one of those things. There's six gigantic features in this new update. We've got, of course, the calendar-based scheduler, support for our Wi-Fi button, enhanced poly paging. We've got multi-user login, and then what we call stored message recording. So that way, because one of the existing features that we've always had, it was really never used that much, where you could basically do, you know, it's a stored message or a canned message, where you call into the paging server, it prompts you for a 2-digit zone number, and then, you know, you either press, you know, say 00 to do a live page, meaning you talk through it, it comes through the speakers, or you press, you know, say 10, and it triggers that page group and plays a pre-recorded message. So a lot of schools use that for, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, stuff like that. We have a lot of our retail customers that, you know, we're kind of frustrated where they're using it. And the way that stored message system worked in the past is you had to use, your preferred audio recording tool, something like Audacity, record it on a computer, convert it to our specific audio format, and then upload it to the paging server. It was kind of a cumbersome process. So I talked with our engineers to see if, hey, can't we just call into it and have it record it? And the proverbial light turned on in their head, and they're like, oh, why haven't we done that? And they had that feature kicked in like 24 hours. So wow. A really cool option to just be able to call on a device and be able to record a message directly on there in the specific format that it needs. And just little, you know, things that we went through and just getting feedback from a lot of our users where this is kind of painful. If you guys did it this way, it would make this product a lot easier to use. We took a lot of that feedback from just working with our general customers and our certified reseller program to incorporate and kind of improve our product, because we really pay attention to the market and see what people want and try to adapt for that and improve our products in whatever way we can.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I do constantly hear from resellers is how responsive that cyber data is to the market as well. Not only with product development, but with trainings, with your marketing team as well. So that's certainly appreciated industry wide.
Yeah, that's one of the things we try to, different, not to say that, other people out in the industry don't do that, because, a lot of people, out there, are doing that kind of aspect. But, with our products, we realize, all of our stuff is TAA compliant. So it's made in the US. It's all made with metal. It's not really plastic or anything like that. It comes at a higher price point. So we try to have all of these extra things that you get with our products, really good documentation, really good connection diagrams for, existing amplifiers, and just good training and support on the product to kind of ease that blow that our product's a little bit more pricey, but you get all of this stuff with it. So it's worthwhile. That's one of the things that we really try to do at CyberData is we try to delight the customer and create a really nice experience for them. The kind of proverbial white glove style service where if I'm going to CyberData, I'm paying a little bit more of a premium, but it's worth it.
Absolutely. With all the additional, support alone, it's worth, far more than, just the additional to the upfront CapEx to some of your products.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure. I'd imagine too, it's interesting you mentioned about the call recording and mm-hmm. the Wi-Fi button together. I'd imagine that those two are often used in tandem as well.
Absolutely.
Where that button, that Wi-Fi button is set to hit that pre-recorded message and deliver, God forbid, a panic situation or something of that nature.
Yeah. That's, really how it's used. Basically the Wi-Fi button, when you press it, it's associated with the paging server and it triggers one of those stored messages that plays to a particular page group. And the nice thing is that it can not only do that, so it sends out that local based notification, but it can have the paging server actually make an outbound call to say local security, 911, that the police department, what have you. It's really customizable and gives you the same capability out of something like our standard traditional SIP call button that's hardwired, stuck in place, Ethernet based on it. Candidly, a lot more reliable for emergency notification. Wi-Fi is all well and good, but I don't trust emergency notification for that type of stuff. But it's a really good option for that non, proverbial underdesk panic button style stuff. We've got some customers that use them for, access to the shaving case, CVS or Walgreens or, places like that, where, sure. You want to get a product that's, locked behind a case and you've got one of those little buttons you have to press to call an attendant over to unlock the case. We have customers using the Wi-Fi button for instances like that. So it's a really, really good option for that low cost capability instead of, something like our traditional call button. They play a similar aspect in the market, but one is a little bit more geared and, a little bit more capable of, proper emergency notification. Ethernet is just better when you're dealing with, an underdesk panic button. God forbid something happens, and a vice principal's office in a high school or, like a water district where somebody's a little upset that they paid a little bit too much on their water bill and, they come in there and, act a fool. I'd rather have an Ethernet-based call button that's going to work every single time and not a Wi-Fi button that'll probably work, but I don't want to bet on probably.
Right. Absolutely. But with having both of those buttons too, you truly have a versatile solution or group of solutions really that you guys can provide. And I know you guys are always coming out with new products. As well as that Wi-Fi button and the paging server, what else is coming down the pipe for you guys?
No, yeah, that's an awesome question. Real recently we did an update to our speakers, our traditional 011394, what we call our SIP speaker. It's kind of a premium style speaker. And, honestly, the same thing happened. Like I was talking about with the paging server, we're basically out of space on the existing board that we were using. Some chips went end of life and it just kind of made sense to go through and do a redesign of it. So we did a whole redesign of the standard SIP speaker, and some of the feedback that we got from the market, again, we always try to listen to the market when we get a lot of this feedback, is our speaker looked a little dated. It looked like a speaker that was, from the, mid 2000s. It looked like a speaker that was fresh out of 2005, 2006, needed an update. It didn't look, modern. So that was one of the things that we went through and updated. And a lot of the feedback that we got, that it was kind of confusing that we had both a traditional SIP speaker and then a SIP speaker with talk talkback. You know, it was kind of confusing which part number you go for. And then when you throw in the Informicast enabled products, there's four different part numbers for the speakers. Mm-hmm. Which one do I want? It's real confusing. So we did, you know, a lot of workshopping with, again, our certified resellers to talk to them about, because when we worked with our internal teams, we had a lot of people that were presenting concerns about condensing our talkback and our traditional SIP speaker, non-talkback, into one unit, because not everybody wants a microphone on their speaker. You know, there's privacy concerns with it, whether, you know, depending on the area that's it installed in, or, I mean, if you, you know, sometimes people use speakers for paging in bathrooms. Not everybody wants a microphone in a bathroom. You know, that creates different privacy concerns. So we talked about it with our different resellers, and they said, you know, as long as the microphone ships as disabled by default, where you have to opt into using the microphone, people aren't going to be that concerned about it. So we condensed that together, and that gives us the capability for our premium line of speakers, what we call our traditional SIP speaker now, because we've got three different lines of speakers. We've got our traditional only multicast capable speaker. It's a really nice option for just I call it a filler speaker. We're using it in hallways, large areas where you just need a whole bunch of speakers, but not individual addressability. Then we've got that same speaker, but with SIP capability in there. So that's kind of your midline option for both individual addressability with SIP and multicast capability for mass notification. And then our premium speaker that comes with a whole bunch of different mounting options and a lot more accessory capability. And that's that 394 speaker that I was mentioning. But that one comes with a microphone built in with it, as I was talking about, and it gives you the capability for that one to support talkback, but also a feature that's starting to become a little bit more of an industry standard. I've seen, you know, other companies starting to support this, where it's basically called a health check, where the speaker can be programmed to basically go through and play a series of tones in the different frequencies that it supports and record it back with its microphone. And once it does that, it has the recorded audio file and the audio file that it played, and it runs it through an algorithm to go and basically tell you the health of your speaker. Because with IP speakers, that's something that you can't really do with an analog-based speaker. Because an analog speaker, you know, it's plugged into an amplifier. You hope it works. And you got to have somebody that walks around and, you know, checks each individual speaker. It's a real cumbersome process to go through and test an analog-based system. And with an IP-based system, most of the time you can tell they're on the network. You can see that they've got an IP address. You might be able to pull up their web interface, but it doesn't tell you the important bit. If the speaker is actually making sound, it's all well and good that it's sitting there on the network, but if it's not making sound, what's it good for? So it's something like the health check. It gives you the capability to either run that if you get a report that a speaker is not working properly, or schedule it. So that way it happens, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, what have you, and give you that confidence in knowing that, hey, I know that all these speakers are working. It's a really nice option that, you know, just comes part and parcel with our premium speaker, our 011394 SIP speaker.
So that's an excellent point, Paul. You know, I haven't heard of a lot of customers thinking of the built-in microphone in that way as a health check for those speakers. But that's an excellent point, and appreciate you exposing that as well. What other, instances or requests are you guys seeing for built-in microphones and speakers?
Yeah, you know, another one that we get a lot of questions and requests for is something for an outdoor style talkback, where, you know, candidly, that can be a little bit challenging, because when you're using, say, an outdoor style speaker, sometimes it's a re-entrant style horn, you know, that's kind of the horn that you'll get in a garden center. You know, if you go to your preferred, home improvement center, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, what have you, and they're making an announcement out there for more checkers, and you hear that announcement come through, and it's kind of tinny, for lack of a better word. That's what's known as a re-entrant style horn. So basically bounces the sound around in there, and it comes out. It's very directional. It's a little bit higher pitched, but it throws the sound really well. And one of the products that we introduced a microphone on for the health check capability is what we call our SIP indoor-outdoor IP66 rated horn. That's part number 011457. And that one also got, you know, a new hardware design on there. We finally finished this, you know, what we've termed internally as kind of a hardware migration onto this new platform. It gives us a lot more capability and storage space, which is really nice. but it includes that microphone on there. So presently right now with our IP66 horn, as I like to term it, that one isn't used for talkback presently. We just have that one for the health check capability in there, but that's where we see a lot of requests for talkback is in outdoor facilities where, you know, you've got a big horn out there and it's for paging and say a delivery dock or, you know, a maintenance yard where people are running around with forklifts, picking up, you know, equipment and, you know, materials that are stored outside. It'd be really nice to be able to do, you know, some kind of two-way paging out there. So that way they can make an announcement and talk back to somebody. But one of the challenges that we run into and kind of a challenge that's out there in the industry is, you know, when we're selling these all-in-one style units, they're really awesome and nice for installation because you mount them in place, you plug them in, and you're off and running. That's all you got to do. Where do you put the microphone? Because the microphone's got to be somewhere in that all-in-one enclosure. So with having that big old speaker and a microphone right next to it, it makes talkback really challenging. So we're looking at different ways that we can address that internally. Nothing that I can, you know, share today, but, you know, that's where we see a lot of the requests for other places with microphones is kind of that outback, the outdoor style two-way talkback capability. You know, right now I'd recommend something like an intercom where, you know, you could make your general announcements with something like, you know, an outdoor PA system, whether it's an analog-based system that you're controlling with something like our SIP paging adapter or a full IP-based system, something like those IP66 horns. And if you need talkback capability, which, you know, a lot of the customers that I talk with is very rare when they actually need that, they can run over and use an intercom, which is it's designed for two-way talking capability. So it's a lot better experience for both users.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I certainly thank you for giving our customers as well a lot to think about, different scenarios and solutions for those scenarios too. I know you presented a lot of new, exciting stuff to us today, Paul. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, you know, I just, you know, wanted to mention that we will be at Channel Partners coming up at the beginning of May. We'll be right by the VoIP Supply booth. So if you're down, you know, stopping by and seeing your preferred people, you know, over at VoIP Supply, come around the corner and visit us over at CyberData. We'd be happy to, talk with you. You know, I'll be at the show working there and we'll have a lot of the different products that we talked about today. So that way you can do the proverbial, you know, look, feel and smell test. You can pick them up and, you know, check them out and see the actual hardware for yourself.
Absolutely. And Paul, I look forward to seeing you there in a couple of weeks. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of SIP Chats. Paul, you're a super busy guy. We appreciate all the hats that you wear. So thank you for taking the time out of your day as well. And if you want to learn more about those CyberData products, we'll link them below. And if you liked what you saw today, please comment, like, subscribe, and feel free to contact me regarding all of your CyberData needs or solution design, or maybe you just want to learn a bit more about CyberData and look into signing up to being a reseller and getting the training that Paul had mentioned as well. Paul, anything else you'd like to add before we conclude?
No, you hit it great there, Brian. You know, definitely reach out if you're interested in being one of our certified resellers. We're always looking for new partners there. But thank you for your time and your attention.
Absolutely. And thank you, everyone. And thank you, Paul. And until next time, we'll see you then.